Psalm 26 and verse 8. Jehovah, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with men of blood, with whose hands are evil devices, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be gracious unto me. My foot standeth in an even place, in the congregation where I bless Jehovah. Just thought, dear brethren, the answer to what our exercises that have been raised tonight lies in our affections, whether they're centered upon the things of God. David here speaking, the Psalm of David, he loved God's house and he made provision for it. You see, we often think of his failures, but the great object of his life was to provide a house for God. He provided all the elements that were needed for that house to be built. He didn't build it, it was left to Solomon to build, but he had the desire in his heart, and God altered that to him. When he spoke about it, God revealed himself to him and told him that he, as being a man of blood, he couldn't build a house, but nevertheless, it didn't put David off. He provided it all that was needed. I believe, dear brethren, the answer to the exercising things that have been raised tonight is whether we have love for God and love for the Lord, that these things may come into effect. And he left the house because it says, where thy glory dwelleth, the habitation of thy house, and the place where thy glory dwelleth. Well, it's a wonderful thing, dear brethren, to touch that, you know, in the assembly. The glory to God is in the assembly in Christ Jesus. We're not the assembly. We're glad to own that. But these things to be touched in the power of the Spirit. And that's really the answer in the service of God that has been spoken of. House would be empty without all that's entered into it in relation to the service of soul. And Lord's Supper is the gateways we've often been told into the assembly. And we desire that if these things are to be restored, that these things might come into living expression. It's only as our affections are stirred in relation to them that we might be preserved in the power of the Spirit to maintain what's for the pleasure of God until the Lord should come. And, he says here, he gathered up my soul with the sinners. Not my life, with men of blood. No violence would mark us. We have to preserve that which is holy and precious in the things of God. Hebrews reminds us, doesn't it? The writer of Hebrews reminds us, whose house are we if we remain true and faithful in relation to the end? We desire that this might be so. But it's a question mark. So that we need to accept the challenge that the Lord has raised with us tonight, an answer to it. Maybe so, maybe a living answer, a response that he can take pleasure in, for his name's sake.
Amen.